This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. It was a landmark vote. California lawmakers last night approved a bill allowing same-sex marriage. The bill changes the legal definition of marriage to a civil contract between two people instead of between a man and a woman. The bill's sponsor, Mark Leno, says the change is not intended to have religious implications.
Our bill specifically states that no minister, priest, rabbi, or any religious institution which does not recognize nor wish to solemnize these marriages would be required to do so.
The bill had earlier passed in the state Senate. It is now headed for the governor's desk. And joining me now is Linda Gledhill. She's a Sacramento reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. And Linda, was this a surprise, this vote in the Assembly?
It was something of a surprise, in part because the Assembly had rejected this very same measure just a couple of months ago. It fell four votes short when it came up in early June, and Mark Leno decided to try a different tack. He went to the Senate first. He put the language into a bill in sort of a parliamentary procedure and decided to go that way while he continued to lobby members, and he got a lot of help lobbying from some very powerful people here in the state of California, the United Farm Workers, the granddaughter of Cesar Chavez, people who are sort of noted for their civil rights works here in the state. What I think was remarkable in both the Senate passage last week and last night's in the Assembly was that the supporters of this really do believe they are on the cusp of a civil rights issue, that people will look back at this one day and look back at these votes as not dissimilar to when people stood up and said, you know, blacks should be equal to whites and women should be able to vote just like men do. This is really seen on that level.
All eyes now are on Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who either has to sign the bill or veto it. And what is he expected to do?
Well, he hasn't spoken out on this issue, but his office has given certain indications that make it seem clear that he's likely to veto this measure. The governor was confronted with same-sex marriage throughout the campaign. He always said that he favored the state's domestic partner laws, which are currently in place. But he also said essentially that it was up to the voters or the courts to make a decision, and he would abide by that. Now, of course, the most recent voter decision approved 5 years ago Proposition 22, which does define marriages between a man and a woman. That is being challenged in court. As you probably know, San Francisco went ahead and issued same-sex marriage licenses last year. That's in court. There seems to be no doubt that courts will end up ultimately making this decision in the state. The governor has said he will abide by court decisions, not necessarily by what the legislature passes. So it would seem as though that's going to be his out. He has not wanted to be out in front on this issue. It's obviously a difficult one for him. He is fairly moderate or liberal on social issues compared to many Republicans. But right now, Republicans are pretty much the only friends he's got in this state. So he needs to keep them happy. He's got a difficult special election coming up. He's planning on running for re-election next year. And it's unlikely that he's going to do something that would so completely infuriate his base.
Linda Gledhill reports from Sacramento for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.